you ever use the word peppy?
Yes.
Would you use that in that connection?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you pronounce it, please?
Oh, he's quite peppy.
Now, a person, if a man came in here, he had a great big piece of furniture, and a man came in here, was going to repair it. He picked it up and carried it out all by himself. He'd say, "My, he certainly is
strong."
And if what does the word stout mean to you?
Stout means short and heavy.
Well, now if someone, let's say if you had fear of something, you might say, "I'm what? I'm
frightened."
Or I'm
terror stricken.
Or simply I'm a fear. You wouldn't say
fearful.
Oh yes. Or you say say I'd be what to walk around on the south side nowadays. I'd be
foolish.
Or because of fear, I'd be like the big bad wolf, you know, who's a
frightened?
Or
I'd be afraid.
Yes, what?
I'd be afraid to walk.
Do you ever use scared in any
Oh yes, I'm scared of that.
Now, the negative of used to be, the opposite of used to be, someone says, she used to be afraid. And you say,
she is afraid.
Or, but in the terms of past. No, she used to be afraid. How would you make that negative?
She isn't afraid?
It used to be, though.
She used to be afraid.
But you want to negate that. You say, she.
And not using the word afraid?
The idea of used to be. The negative of she used to be.
How she's never afraid.
Would you use that she didn't used to be afraid?
She didn't used to be afraid. That's kind of a.
Awkward. And a person who, a driver who is gets this kind of an automobile driver sometimes has accidents. He's
negligent.
Negligent, reckless, another word.
Haphazard,
or he doesn't watch what he's doing. He's a what kind of a driver? Is he?
A reckless,
or another kind of a word.
Foolhardy,
or he isn't careful. He's
careless.
And a word meaning. A word beginning with a Q, meaning strange.
Queer.
Okay. Now, does this word have any other connotations?